Declassified British government documents show that the British government believed the United States contemplated using force to seize Middle East oil fields during the 1973 Arab oil crisis. The release of papers from 3 decades ago center on a British assessment that was made after a warning from then U.S. Defense Secretary James Schlesinger to the British ambassador in Washington, Lord Cromer, that the United States would not tolerate threats. British spy chiefs in the Joint Intelligence Committee, the JIC, wrote up the secret report in December 1973. It came 2 months after Arab states imposed an oil embargo on the United States and other Western countries to put pressure on the West to get Israel to withdraw from Arab territories. The British assessment was that the administration of Richard Nixon might consider preemptive action. The overriding fear was that the Arab-Israeli conflict would continue to smolder and further protracted oil restrictions could follow. The British JIC report calculated that U.S. supplies could be guaranteed if American forces seized oil fields in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Abu Dhabi. The British intelligence chiefs believe that if such a scenario had actually been put into practice, Washington might ask for British help in Abu Dhabi because some British officers were already in the country. The report warned that if such an action were undertaken, an American occupation of a decade would be required as the West developed alternative energy sources. The assessment also warned that such a move would result in the total alienation of the Arab world and much of the developing world. The oil embargo faltered and was ended a few months later. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.